Celebrating failure or success? Why not both? Hi, my name is Ixara Ruiz. I'm from Mexico. I live in Switzerland. I'm a Java champion and I work for a company called JFrog. And we have a surprise for you today. We are raffling a Baby Yoda Lego set, which is really cool. I have one and I love it. So to enter into the raffle, you can use the QR code or use the URL. And I will put the similar slide at the end so you have the opportunity. And my slides will be there too. So please, please enter. Failure, huh? As software developers, we have a strong relationship with failure. We have made the fail fast strategy part of our daily lives. And we seek it a lot. We try to fail often. And recover quickly. Not only improve on those fails, they are challenging something. So we try to build more interesting feedback loops and more transparent. We have even adopted development practices that start with failed tests. Never trust a test that you haven't seen failed. Or we have adopted testing methods for distributed software that deliberately introduce failures and faulty scenarios to identify failures before they become outages or verify that we are somehow ready to react properly. And when we talk about testing, we have tons of them. For functional testing, unit integration, system, sanity, smoke, interface, regression, beta acceptance. And even for the non-functional testing, performance, load, stress, security, recovery, reliability, usability, and compliance. So we try to test a lot, different things, and it's good. And we like to see red from time to time. But when we're talking about failure in terms of how we manage our projects, it's not so nice. We actually have a high percentage of projects that either fail